What I realised recently is we don't actually have to introduce it.
Why not?
Every time I start it, I say, welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yeah.
And then I say who we are, but then I listen to a podcast and you don't actually have to say.
Oh, because people know what they've downloaded. To
it. Yeah.
What if it's in a playlist and it just comes on? I think it's pretty obvious who it is.
What are you saying? What, my voice?
No, it's just like, I'm just like curious if this is how it opens every single podcast. Like, you can just see Elliot, this vein is just coming out the top of his head. I'm just trying to ask him if he gets stressed, because like, I'm getting stressed.
Stop
right
distracting
now.
Elliot.
Okay, I think we need to start again.
Right, we need to start again. Can you just pay attention and everybody will just start again?
Yeah.
Because we haven't got long, have we, Helen?
No.
Okay, we're going to start again. Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet
What was that?
No, I went really shrill and panicked.
You lost that word halfway
everyone
through.
Everyone is saying I have a podcast voice and I don't know what my real voice is anymore and I feel really lost and I listened to a podcast and then it dawned on me, you don't actually have to introduce it. You don't have to say welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying. You don't have to say what our names are. People know when they listen to
the
it.
The thing is, people just they turn this on and then you're straight in like that. They don't know what's come before this, so they think you're normally like this.
What am I normally like though?
You're not
like
normally
this myself.
Stressed out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so all that's happened is that someone said to you, you've got a podcast voice. You don't know what that is or what that means.
Yeah.
And yet you're upset about it.
What does it mean?
I think it's because you sometimes use certain phrasing on the podcast that you probably wouldn't in...
Like what? Days.
I don't know, like sort of trying to antagonize me.
Don't make this about you. This
okay,
is my
fine.
Crisis.
Sorry, yeah. It's, okay. Yeah. We've also got a guest who's being incredibly distracting
very
in the background.
Loud. We've had to start it a few times.
Elliot, what do you want from Helen?
Nothing, just carry on. Have a great show, Bum.
Okay. Oh, absolute chaos.
Welcome to the show, Helen Bauer.
Helen Bauer
number
this
one fan
week.
Of the podcast. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I thought our number one fan was Jos Norris.
No. Wait, so Neil said this to me that you've had, I was like, oh, this is such an exciting episode for all of us, not just for me, because like you've never had like a huge, huge fan on before. And he was like, no, we had someone on before who was a huge fan. So I started listing all your guests because he couldn't remember, which is super dicky of him. And I said, Jos Norris. And he went, yeah, Jos Norris. And I was like, that's a great episode, because he goes like waiting outside the flat. And then there was this whole like, he had a great entrance. It was like one of my favorite episodes. And then Neil was like, he's a really big fan. But it's like, I was a bigger fan because I've been a fan for longer, because Jos was on it really, really early. And this means more to me. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I don't know where to go from there.
I'm the biggest fan you've ever had on the podcast. You can ask me anything and I'll know.
Will
it.
You listen back to this one?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You'll listen to you being on it. You'll listen
I
to
can
it.
Do that. I genuinely can do it.
I feel we just need to set the scene slightly that Sunil's dressed as a mermaid. Everyone needs to know at home. We just sat normally, but
I've just got
Sunil
a blanket
is
around my legs.
A mermaid blanket, like a mermaid.
I didn't want to.
You look gorgeous in it. You didn't
Thank
fight
you.
It really though.
Well, I'm ill.
You've got a gammy leg.
I've got a gammy leg, haven't I? So.
Yeah, but that's been going on for too long.
Yeah, but it's nearing its end.
Do you think it might be psychological?
What, a psychosomatic gammy leg?
Yeah, it's like people that have false pregnancies. Like you have a false leg.
I did go
maybe.
For an ultrasound the other day.
What did they say?
They said, you're not pregnant.
You're not pregnant.
But they did say you have.
They said, look at that. And I said, what is it? They said, that's a varicose vein.
Christ.
Yeah. Pregnant women get them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And old people.
Yeah, and old people. But actually normal people as well. Like,
what's
like
normal?
Marathon runners, sort of fit people.
So fit people.
Fit lads get it. Lots of fit lads get it as well.
Are you calling yourself a fit lad?
I'm saying lots of people, different types of people get it. You can't characterise someone based on whether they've got a varicose vein.
Well, you
or
know
not.
That they're not doing well. I don't think anyone who's doing well has got a
varicose
vein.
Well, varicose, it's actually genetic. It's not like
pass them on from mother to father to...
Mother to father to son.
To father to Gross. Son to grandchild.
Anyway, I've got to have them out.
Got to get them out. Why?
And I'm going under general anaesthetic and they're going to yank them out
but
of my leg.
Isn't that just cosmetic?
Huh?
Isn't it just cosmetic?
Well, yeah, that's why they don't normally do it on the NHS. But mine, because it's affecting my leg healing.
So it's affecting your work?
It's affecting my general self-confidence.
Everybody looks at
it. Looks at my
and
bulging
says,
vein in my leg.
It's mainly cosmetic for you because you like pride yourself in your calves. Like
I do actually.
Yeah.
I do.
A lot of times.
I've had slim calves for a long time.
But you've only referred to them since you started getting gammy, because it's almost like a part of your body you want to feel like you've got to cover it up all the time. You're like, but that's usually really great.
Well, I never wear shorts. I hate wearing shorts.
But then why would you like prize your calves so you don't even put them on display? Prize your calves.
My feminine legs.
It's like women that wear burkas and they wear lots of makeup and sexy underwear underneath.
It's
You're
exactly
like that.
The same.
It's
you
absolutely
want to feel
like that.
Beautiful.
Exactly
you want to feel beautiful underneath your trousers because you know what's happening under there.
Well, That's what I wanted to tell you about my bra.
All right, here we go. Helen's bra story.
Harriet's not wearing a bra, but like I'm
all right, Helen. Now look, everybody knows.
Yeah, just to set the scene, Harriet's not wearing a
bra. She's not wearing a bra.
I took my jumper off because I'm not wearing a bra because I'm at home. I was relaxing.
Why don't you just go and put a bra on? Because otherwise you've got
she's
to keep your arms
crossed.
She's
wearing it like Claire Balding. Like the jumper is like over her. Is that a dress
I didn't
want to
make a big deal about it. And the fact I wasn't wearing a bra. And then Snell said, why are you wearing a jumper like that? And then I had to say, because I'm not wearing a bra. And now it's been mentioned lots of times.
How does that help with you not wearing a bra?
Like covering my boobs.
Women
kind
like
of
making a big
deal. Yeah, but that is quite
though,
a skimpy
Harry,
top.
That's what you're doing. You're just creaming for attention because you're
Harriet's not wearing a bra and she's wearing a skimpy top.
It's not a skimpy top.
And you've got good wabs, so you should cover them up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, your bra story and then we can move
on.
What's
okay, your bra
well, basically, I'm wearing a bra that I'm going to... It's all broken and like there's only like one hook that works on the back and it's a three hooker because I've got good
wabs
as well.
Yeah.
It's really tired. But basically, I've got one in my suitcase downstairs which is drying hopefully in my suitcase because we have a whole compartment to like walk around in. Another bra. And I'm going to throw this one away when I get to the airport and put on my other bra.
Do you want to put it in the dryer?
No, because your dryer doesn't dry.
Oh, I
it's
broke
full
the
of water.
Don't tell my brother.
Yeah, you're probably...
I don't think he listens to this.
No, but my sister does.
Sorry,
Georgie, don't tell him.
Yeah,
just
Georgie.
Just to give you some backstory, we're now in Harriet and Bobby's new house.
It's yes. Lovely.
It is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Should I give the address away?
No, thank you.
There's a tram behind it.
There is a tram. So if you know where a tram is, you might see it.
It's absolutely delightful.
Thank you.
Well done. Good job on doing it up as well.
Yeah, we've been a lot of painting, plastering. I didn't do the plastering.
Very adult.
Yeah, lots of very boring things. And we got a washing machine and
you broke
such
it.
A broke lovely it. House.
Yeah.
No, we don't know if it's broken yet. I think it's a problem with the lint tray.
I didn't know there was a lint tray.
I just don't think she put the spin setting on.
No, but it's not like that, Snell.
It's
like you haven't
like
looked
that.
To the washing machine.
You haven't looked.
Is it a new machine?
Yes, my brother bought it.
Yeah, so I don't think the lint
no,
tray
he,
is
it,
for,
no, it is.
Yet,
clearly there's some like, plastic
times.
One that they haven't like unwrapped or something like that.
You haven't unwrapped the plastic.
Don't turn on me. Just
Helen, you
she
can't use
you.
That tone.
What,
you can't
what
do
tone?
You can't
you're meant
do,
to be a guest and you're actually meant to be like quite obsequious. Is that a word?
Obsequious, yeah.
I don't know what that word is. Like,
please wait until you're addressed.
Polite, patient,
please wait until you're asked
quiet,
a question.
Until we ask you a question.
Harriet, how have
I've
you been?
I've listened to the podcast.
Please,
I'm not
Helen.
That is fine. An example of not I'm being
don't put it on my leg.
It's not that gammy.
If you get gam on my mermaid tail, I'm going to be really annoyed.
It's just oozing a bit.
Can't wash it because the washing machine
with Bobby when I listen to episodes.
Helen,
this,
please
Bobby
stop talking
about
to
the silent moments, and it is ridiculous.
Stop talking to our producer and distracting him. You're not even asking for an answer for him.
He doesn't have a microphone. Elliot, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Leave me alone.
Thanks for coming. What were you going to say about Bobby?
I was just saying, it's like on the episodes when Bobby is here, he sort of like points out how there's like silent moments where you both look at each other and you're holding tension. But for like an auditory audience...
I think it's fine.
But when you're here, it's so angry, right?
Yeah, it's proper anger.
Tense.
Okay.
It's like dramatic. We're actually doing it. It's like it's a pin to pause. It's actually like, it's
a pin
like
to
a play.
Pause. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we do a pause. Like,
I know
dramatic
who he is.
Tension.
We used to work at the National Theatre. Yes, here we go.
What?
She used to work at the National Theatre.
The National Theatre.
Thank you. Yeah. Should I say really quickly that I worked in the cafe and bookshop?
Yeah.
For years.
Who
for
wants
years.
To go first with what they cried about?
Well, this is about Helen this episode, so I'm not going to talk about what
okay,
I cried
fine.
About.
Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah.
Helen Bauer, number one fan of this podcast.
No, big crier.
I don't, because now I feel like you're asking me because you feel like you have to ask me.
We do, yeah, because
like
you're a guest.
Said you had to
no,
come on.
No, you just yelled at me, so now if I feel like I talk, I feel like you don't
I,
want me
I
to.
I would say
raise
you
my
yelled
voice.
First.
I think you yelled
oh,
quite
I
a lot
didn't
first.
Raise my voice. I did not. Can you make sure the level's really low on me during my part?
I didn't.
Can you make it sound like she's inside a box?
I'm a tiny little baby. I'm scared of squirrels.
Actually, have you... You're not much of a crier.
Are you scared of squirrels?
What are you talking about?
Compared to some people I know.
I would say you cry a lot. I've seen you cry.
Do you, yeah, well,
I've
all
seen you cry.
Cry. Yeah.
But I thought that was like a fake fun cry.
What, in Edinburgh last year?
No, like just when, what, day to day here?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it does feel like you're crying as like a party trick. Like sometimes, like you cry, and it's like, but it's like a fun cry.
No, but that's when you're doing it for fun, though.
Do you have any idea how dangerous that is to say to people to make them seem like they're pretending?
No, but you know when you do your funny cry.
Yeah, I do it all the time, but yeah, in general for other people. Like you should be careful. I do it. Obviously, I do. Because I feel like sometimes you're in a group of people and you're not really getting enough attention, or there's not enough like focus on you, so you start crying, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, Helen!" And you're like,
"What an insight into your life." Like,
yeah, we know it.
So have you ever done that, Sunil, where you just you're not getting?
Nobody has getting his leg out.
I saw the saddest thing today.
Your leg is your version of your tears.
Like, oh, I've got skin flaking off. It's like
it's
got
your
off
way
the
of getting attention. You're picking it maybe and making it worse.
No, I'm like not. And then the surgeon picked away and she said, "You should be picking at this."
No, you're like one of those mothers that has kids and you make them think that they're sick, but you're doing it to yourself. Oh my god, you get
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Your Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
I don't think the Gypsy Rose.
So your cough's going to turn around and shoot you with her new boyfriend.
It's nothing to do with Gypsy Rose.
Give away the ending.
Munchausen's by proxy. Oh, what, no, that's what, just the real life story.
Yeah, I watched
the TV. That's like saying give away the ending of what happened to those flights in the morning on September 11th, 2001. Everyone knows what happened to the end.
I haven't read that bit yet.
Anyway, I saw a sad child today.
It was an inside job.
No, you saw a sad child?
Yeah.
What, where?
Helen wants to talk about how a 9/11 was an inside job. So.
It was weird how those towers fell.
Okay. Jet fuel doesn't burn that hot. Yeah, okay.
No, but they did fall straight down, and most, if things are published, they do fall sideways.
It was a truck that went into the car park.
Yeah. I think some people should be banned from YouTube.
And when I was in New York, a man came up to me and he told me that on the street.
That's so nice of him.
Yeah.
I'm with Harriet.
Imparting some knowledge.
I think I had something to do with Princess Diana's death as well. Oh, so yeah.
Oh, you wanted to talk about this, didn't you?
Not today, no. Okay. But in general, I do want to talk about it more with people because, like,
you were there.
I was on a family holiday in Paris.
Wow.
And we were staying in a hotel like two roads away or something. And I was a sleepwalker at the time. And we obviously know Diana died because, like, she was having a Muslim baby. So the Queen was, like, out. Mm. But I think there's, like, an angle of the tunnel where you can see, like, a little Helen walking out of it just covered in blood.
How would you have caused the accident?
So I'm a sleepwalker and I'd have walked out in front of the car, and because Diana likes children, she'd have been like, no.
Is there
child.
No camera footage of the actual crash?
No, because it's in
there's
a
no
tunnel.
CCTV. No
That's
CCTV.
That's why they
in
think
the
it's a job. You know who Princess Diana's number one fan was? Bobby Mayer.
He got all the merch when she died.
And all the magazines, and he sobbed for 3 days.
No.
Because the People's Princess had died.
Mm. No.
How old was he? Like 13?
No younger than that. I think maybe around 11, 12.
Yeah, okay.
And no. He was so upset because the People's Princess had died. And he cried. He made everyone watch the funeral. He got all the things. He's like, no one understands the princess has died. Little Bobby, can you imagine? Bizarre.
I can. Actually. He's a very sensitive soul, though, isn't he?
Like, do you watch those Diana documentaries? Does Bobby watch them? Or are they too triggering?
I think it's probably too sad for him. I don't know if he can.
He can read a book, maybe, because then a book you can sort of just like put down, whereas a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I just think he
on
needs
Netflix to remind you to watch it again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he just needs to close that chapter in his life. He doesn't want to hear more about it.
Well, we can't because she's having grandchildren now.
Oh,
she's
no.
Not even to see them grow. And they always do a nod to her. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would have been great if Mum was here. And it's like, Mum.
Do
like,
they?
You
still do that?
She was a mum. Yeah, because obviously when like the first prince was born, George, Kate wore a dress that was really similar to Diana's when they came out of the wing, the same like hospital wing that they
yes,
had 10 babies
I saw
in.
The pictures next to each other
in Hello magazine.
You really got to analyse what the royals wear a lot, because it says a lot. They're not allowed to say much, so they have to
Queen passes messages with her jewellery,
with her hats
and hats.
She wore that EU hat, didn't she?
Oh yeah, and that hat that what's meant fuck you.
The old fuck
know.
You hat.
The fuck you hat. Yeah, when she saw Trump, it was like, fuck you.
That was
oh,
morning,
yeah,
it
was a specific colour, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That means like, I
that
hate
mean,
you.
This colour means I fuck you. No, fuck
this
you.
This colour means I want to fuck
what's
you.
What's that colour?
What is that colour?
The queen has a fuck you hat.
Teal.
Yeah.
The lovely teal.
My flyer in Edinburgh is teal, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've gone for teal this year.
A lovely colour.
So look out for that on social
I
media.
The colour of Edinburgh this year is yellow.
Oh, okay.
What colour is teal?
It's a bluish.
Bluey-green.
Blue, is it? I thought it was grey.
Bluey-greeny-grey.
Teal.
It's like a Farrow and Ball colour.
Really?
Ish.
I'm prepared to tell you about time I cried now.
Okay. One
Helen,
thing.
We have to act like we've asked you.
Okay.
Helen, have you got a time?
When
you cry.
It's actually
dramatic. It is dramatic, isn't it?
You mustn't. You mustn't ruin the moment. You mustn't ruin the moment.
Sunil's clutching his shawl to himself.
Why is the mermaid blanket up so high? Oh, what are you covering?
It's like he's afraid. He's afraid
what
to
I'm hit. Doing with my hands.
I'm really sweaty. I'm sweating all over this seat.
I'm not at all sweaty in this woolen mermaid outfit.
I'm genuinely. It's not that
It's fine.
Hot,
it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Helen.
Yeah.
Tell us about a time you've cried recently.
I would like to tell you about a time I cried recently.
It doesn't have to be recently. It can be a childhood
it
thing.
It can be whenever.
Okay. My most pathetic cry was, okay, this sounds really, right. I come across bad in this, but you've got to remember that I was wronged. Okay.
Mm.
So, all my grandparents are dead. So do you already feel bad for me? Are you serious? That's really tragic.
Well, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them.
What, because you didn't spend enough time with me, probably.
Okay. Are your grandparents? Any of your grandparents?
Oh, are you serious? No. This is my story,
I've got one alive.
I lost them all when I was... I lost the last one when I was about 12.
Okay, but 12
is very young.
12 is very young, isn't it?
Okay, I was like 17.
You've had a grandparent since you were 12?
Oh, I haven't had grandparents since I was 12, no.
What about your birthdays? What about when you became 18? You didn't get any presents?
No, nothing for my grandparents.
I lost them at 17, all of them at the end. Well, not all of them together.
That is older than Sunil, though, by 5 years.
Yeah, but I'm more emotionally connected than Sunil, so like, I would have felt it differently.
But maybe that was because your grandparents died so young.
That
no,
what?
It's because he's born that way. That's the way he is. He's just closed off.
I think Helen wants to say stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, don't ask me and then make out that like we're in a time
Well, it's a conversation. It's a conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was excluded from it.
Well, why?
Y'all need to learn the podcast better.
Okay, fine. Is it Helen's first and last appearance?
No, I'll come back. I know where we record now.
Just for a bit of background, Helen did bully her way onto this podcast.
She tried to blackmail me. Sunil was afraid, but Elliot said you must always give in to blackmail.
So welcome, Helen Bauer.
And also, bullying, it was more like... It was campaigning, to be honest.
It was very stringent.
And it worked.
Yeah,
like
definitely
Hillary Clinton,
work, yeah.
That didn't work, though.
What?
I'm just thinking of campaigns.
She got close, though,
Well, that's the problem
like
with...
Brexit.
Like, you can't just expect to vote... You can't just put up Hillary Clinton and expect to win.
What?
The Democratic Party, I thought you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying people that campaigned. Brexit, that was a
But
big
I've
campaign.
Listened since the very first episode... And I never had my name mentioned for ages. So
but to be fair, we can't get everyone on. There must be at least 5 people.
But you
that
don't
listen
even
to every
try,
episode.
Harriet, you don't even
there
try.
Must be at least.
Tell you what, if there's anyone out there,
you
that
don't
can
invite
prove
anyone
to be
on.
Fair, most shows don't get people on that watch it.
Yeah, it's not like
I've watched all of Gossip Girl.
They're not
going to
have her on, are they?
Oh, yeah, but you're not Gossip Girl standard. I'm afraid, my love.
Why is she not Gossip Girl standard?
Because she's
Why?
Not. I got here and she made a flood. And she was like, oh, we've got a flood. Next thing I know, I'm on my hands and knees in her kitchen being like, oh,
she does
intro.
Gossip a lot, though.
I don't gossip.
No, you
actually.
Don't. I was trying to get you into Gossip Girl.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what, they finished
Who
it
was
now?
Gossip Girl in the end?
It
was her, wasn't it?
Could never give
it I didn't watch it, Sunil.
I did.
I was too busy reading.
I thought it was a good programme. Oh, I watched Red Dragon last night.
Oh, my God, Elliot, can you please say so? Because this is fucking bullshit.
I've
seen the Hannibal Lecter. And I can't stop listening to the song where Buffalo Bill tucks his penis between his legs.
Sunil, you're being a prick. You're doing this on purpose now, I know you are.
Will you fuck me? That bit. So, Helen, tell us about a time...
I have to go to Germany really soon.
She's got 5 minutes. Helen's got 5 minutes before she has to fly
to Germany.
And we could ruin this for her.
Shows.
How long has she got left, do you reckon, Elliot, before we have to just wrap it up for the day? About 5 minutes, or?
Thanks for coming.
No, I have until 5:15, and I would like to have a cigarette with everyone.
Well, we've okay.
Sorry,
okay, so
can
tell
you
us
just, what song is it?
Oh my God!
I'm sorry,
you're
I
such
didn't
a bitch.
What the
Harriet,
song is?
You come across so nice, you're being such an asshole right now.
I just want to know what this song is.
Just because you have no respect for timings or things, because you're dyspraxia, doesn't mean that other people don't. Okay, I would like to make my flight on time. Sorry, I snapped.
That one. And then he tucks his penis between his legs.
Was it written for that moment?
No, but it was perfect. It was perfect. It's such a good film.
Is it a film?
It's with Jodie Foster and...
Silence of the Lambs.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Hello,
Silence
Clarice.
Of the Lambs. Yes. Why did you call it Red Dragon?
I thought it was Red Dragon. That's the prequel, isn't it?
I don't know.
It was with Buffalo.
He rubs the lotion on the skin.
He rubs the lotion.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Such a good film.
What are you, about a size 16? Is that a big fat person?
I watched the whole thing with a covering my eyes and my ears.
It's
so I don't know what happened.
Tony Scott, of course, the director. You know him.
Ridley Scott.
Was it? I thought it was Tony Scott.
No, I don't know.
Famously won the Oscar in 1991, yeah. Same year that Beauty and the Beast was nominated before they had a separate animation category.
Very good.
Let's move on.
Very good. She's back.
True as well, I think.
Threw himself off the Golden Gate Bridge.
My grandparents were all dead by the time I was 17. They were all dead.
Tony Scott threw himself off the Golden Gate Bridge, killed himself a few years ago.
Because he was scared.
He was sad, probably, because he was a guest on this podcast.
He wasn't a guest on this podcast.
No. We can't have everyone on.
We can't have Tony Scott on.
We've had like 10 people on. You don't even put
the effort in. We haven't had 10. We've had Tez Ilias. We lost that one.
Oh, we lost Tez.
Evelyn Mock, Kate Lucas, Stu Laws, Sean McLaughlin, Joss Norris.
Bobby, but that's just because he's in the house. So Bobby, it's very difficult.
Bobby's an
integral. But now there's more rooms.
So, welcome back to the podcast.
Helen, please tell us about...
I will actually poo and smear it on the walls.
Why would you do that in the new house?
A pure anger.
Isn't
Hi to Chloe and Lulu,
anger?
By the way. I know you girls are listening. Having the best time. Okay. So, no, still, please get off your phone.
Seeing if it's a quick charger or not. I thought it was a quick charge.
But don't. It's don't it's touch it charging. Because it's quite dangerous. If you touch it, it's quite electricity. You know what I mean? Like it's a bit like
it will shock me.
Yeah.
Where did you get it from?
A newsagent's.
Guys, well, Elliot's that's looking really stressed.
I needed a charger. I didn't have a charger.
Elliot's
so
looking
I had to...
really stressed.
Okay.
I think he'd like to stressed, hear about Elliot? My sad story.
Elliot, why are you stressed?
Oh, it's just been a really long week. I've been crying.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you cried about?
Oh,
it's Monday, you moron.
Helen.
Stop it, a long week.
Helen.
Oh, sorry.
He's editing it.
Elliot, what are you upset about?
No, it's fine. We'll just carry on.
Sorry, okay, yeah.
Oh my
nice
god, this
one.
Is horrible.
Nice one, Helen, for ruining that moment.
That wasn't me.
Elliot's really upset.
Oh, Elliot's having a panic attack now. He's crying.
Oh, you've had a haircut, Elliot.
He's had a nosebleed out of
very
pure
stress. Very nice
oh,
haircut.
He's got a gushing nosebleed out of pure stress. Oh shit, he's screaming. Oh, he's pooed himself. Elliot's pooed himself. Oh, there's poo everywhere. Elliot, you've soiled yourself. Oh, Elliot, you've...
But it always goes back to poo, doesn't it?
Yeah,
we had that whole episode
about
poo.
Yeah.
My dad works at a poo farm.
What is a poo farm?
He farms
works
poo.
At sewage works. Oh. Yeah, turning the water into poo. Because your business is our business.
Turns the water
What
into
does he do
poo?
With the poo after
no, the
water?
Water, my bad. Worse.
Do you know what they do with sewage? Is that they extract all the water so it becomes a hard block. They compress it and then they ship it out.
My dad eats it.
yeah, but they have to. It's like with concentrate. What that is that they take the water out and then they put it on a plane and they fly it, but without, and then they put the water back in.
Oh, like
land.
Juice, like apple juice.
It was 2004. A young Helen Bauer was at school in Fleet, Northeast Hampshire, in a school play rehearsal for her school's musical, Big Al.
Just get to the point. Just get to the
point. Al Capone's life.
Big Al.
Shut your whore mouth.
I played Holly in a school adaptation of Red Dwarf. Which is the robot.
Yeah, but we didn't do that. We did Big Al. We did the musical of Al Capone's life.
You're a great robot.
I know. I was just doing...
My grandfather had died that day. Yes! Oh my God, that worked! And I always wanted to be told about a grandparent's death at school. Like, you know, when you get given
so
like
you get
a yellow
time
note.
Off.
Yeah,
my
granddad
died
everyone...
when I was in Brighton.
Oh God,
and it was
no
just before I had to do a gig.
Was it a fuck?
Yeah, it was really hard.
Did you then do the gig?
Yeah, and it was not
oh,
very
why'd
funny.
You do that?
I know, because
oh, that's horrible.
Because my granddad died.
It's hard to perform after your granddad's died.
Yeah. Well, maybe Helen
this
had this
might
problem.
Be the most pathetic time I've ever cried.
This right
in
here.
This podcast.
It'd be amazing if we could finally make someone cry. Sorry.
Okay, so your granddad died as well.
Oh, don't say as well. Just
well,
like
Sunil has
experience.
Lost all of his grandparents at a younger age before puberty.
No, I had puberty. I was 17. No, 13.
He had
I was in the midst of puberty.
Look at his face. He was pubic at 8.
I was hairy at 11.
I know a girl like him started a period when she was 9 years old and has it every 4 weeks, like clockwork. She looks like you. Like, yeah.
Very fertile.
Very fertile. No, well, she won't be for long because I think you've only got, you're born with a certain amount of eggs. So you want to start later.
Do you die with like
oh,
no
so
eggs in you?
Do you have irregular periods? Does that
like,
mean
if you live to an old age, menopause. If you live to an old age, so menopause, does that clear all
that's,
the eggs
yeah,
out?
That's all the eggs gone.
That's
yeah.
all the eggs going
and
out.
Run out.
But that's the last one that's gone.
Oh, so after the last one's gone is menopause?
Yes.
So because my periods are quite irregular,
he died.
I'll have them for longer. Does that what that means?
Well, not necessarily if you've gone like hormone God. Sort of stuff. Like if you've done the pill and like IUD and stuff like that.
Pill, yeah, but not anymore.
Have you asked them how many eggs you've got left?
Who do I ask?
Doctors.
You can find out if you want to find out. But
I Google it.
That's so weird.
How many pills do I have? No.
Eggs.
Oh, no.
My grandfather died and I didn't get told in school, so no one knew. And my dad picked me up and he told me 2 steps out the school gate, which is really sad because he could have told me in a school play rehearsal, which is like the ultimate, right? Mm. Like there's already so all the dramatic kids from our town
throwing the door open.
Yes,
come running in. He's dead. He's dead.
Exactly.
I Big Al? Were you Big Al?
No, I wasn't. I was Big Al's accountant. No, I wasn't playing Big Al at like 12 years old because that'd be really upsetting for me, wouldn't it?
What did your grandfather die of?
I don't know. Cancer.
Oh, so it was coming.
Heart disease. It was coming. It was old, yes.
What did the accountant do in the play?
I sat there.
Al Capone, yeah.
Okay. Is his accountant good or bad?
Basically, I wasn't.
Well, bad, obviously.
Because yeah, because he got done for
embezzlement. I don't know what happened to
Al Capone. But he told me not to do it.
Well, he ran a big moonshine operation.
Alcatraz was based after Al Capone.
No, he was in Alcatraz. Oh, my God. But this isn't even important because my grandpa's died.
Is he the one with the horse's head?
No, that's
Godfather.
Godfather.
That's fucking fiction, that's you moron.
Is Al Capone real?
Al Capone's real, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Fuck.
Yeah,
do
Google
you want
it.
To watch my DVD of the school play of Al Capone?
No. Maybe.
Chicago.
Oh, no.
Chicago City.
So Chicago the Musical is based on Al Capone, is it?
No, it's not. That's the song Chicago from Big Al. Chicago's based on the murderers.
That's with Roxy Hart. That's the one that Catherine Zeta-Jones did.
It's not about Roxy Hart. It's about like the women who are
Al Capone, oh sometimes God. Known as Scarface. So
oh,
Scarface
I didn't know that.
Is Al Capone. So
no,
film
not the film
Scarface.
No, that's a different Scarface.
Harriet, you
so
can ask
many
me.
Different
you have to look it up. I was literally in the musical.
Criminal charge of tax evasion.
Yeah, that's how they got him.
Your character
that's
was
how
very
they got
crucial
him.
Because your character
it does all the
was
tax.
The one that
yeah,
fucked him over. Please don't hit Elliot. He's
put
very
that down.
Great.
Helen, put that down.
That's mine off
Helen,
my dress. It fell off.
Helen, put that down.
Please put it
please.
Down. Please.
Helen. Helen, put it down. Thank you.
Alphonse Gabriel Capone was an American gangster businessman.
He was incredibly wealthy.
Who attained notoriety during the Prohibition era.
Do you know who else made money with him? The Kennedys.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, because I cried because he was dead. And then later on,
Al Capone.
I was crying. No, my grandfather. And then later on, I cried more because no one knew. And then I had to go to school and say, no one would know he
right,
died.
Right, right.
And I was really upset about
so
that.
So you need to tell everybody.
Did you tell
I didn't.
Them?
I didn't.
Why not?
I just started crying like 3 days later. And someone was like, oh, why is this? And so my grandfather died like a couple of days ago. And they were like, why didn't you say it then? And I was like, I don't know.
So you cried out of shock or because you didn't get a chance to have
I don't know. I'd like to think it
moment.
Was the trauma of losing a grandparent. Like one I liked, so I'd already lost two, but like I wasn't that fussed about them.
So are you saying the most pathetic time you cried was when your grandparent died?
I cried. Right. Basically, this would work really well if I got to tell it straight through, but you've been constantly interrupting. To be honest, it's felt like on purpose a couple of times.
But it is a chat and we wanted
to... Shut up! Honestly, that's mental to me. Basically,
I don't know if you can use the word mental anymore.
She's dyspraxic though.
The federal authorities became intent on jailing Capone and prosecuted him in 1931 during a highly popular
campaign. Thank you for having me. My Twitter is at Helen Bauer. No, it's not.
It's not, is it?
Helen Bauer. And my Instagram's at Helen Bauer as well.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Capone died of a heart attack.
In Alcatraz.
Yeah,
like your granddad.
He got released from Alcatraz. He got released from Alcatraz and then he died.
He got released?
Yeah, because he was going to die.
Oh.
It's all of the musical.
What
can I go now?
The songs?
I'm actually going to go. I tried to sing them earlier, Harriet, if you remembered. And then you
I
went,
don't.
Is that Chicago? And you went,
we
oh,
just
that's,
had some
no, that's
questions
about
Rocky
Al Capone.
Hart.
So can we start with the crosstalk? Professional broadcasters here, guys.
There is very little professional about what's happening here today.
Am I done? Was that
the only thing
I
professional is Elliot?
And then podcast.
His close friends called him Snorky.
Was that the musical? Was that the musical?
No. But he was going out with a woman called Goldie, which is a role that I wanted to play, but I wasn't allowed to because the drama teacher didn't like me because I knew that she was fucking Mr. Metcalf and she was.
Oh,
what
a bombshell that was.
Thank you. And true. Yeah.
You all right? We're just saying that?
What?
This is public knowledge now.
Well, if you're listening, Mrs. Horner, you should have given me a better role, but you should also, you should have let me in the school play in year 11. She said I couldn't be in it because I was too tall to be in the chorus of women.
That's not on at all.
Super harsh.
What's wrong with
it?
Being tall in the chorus?
She said I was too tall to be in the chorus of women. She didn't like me. She also told me in front of everyone in GCSE drama class, she's like, Helen, if you're playing a woman, you should at least walk like one.
Ooh.
Oh, how does a woman walk?
I don't know. I haven't. I've been trying to figure it out since then.
Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Yes, okay. You do. You walk lovely.
Thank you.
Well, no, actually, no, you don't. I don't know why I said that. You like, you walk like into things and like sideways.
Like a woman.
You walk like you're a dwarf in a cartoon.
Anyway, can I
don't walk like a dwarf in a cartoon. What does that even mean?
You walk like you're one like of the seven dwarves.
Lulu Popplewell promised me I'd talk about her getting to be the next guest along with Chloe at some point.
Fine,
it
yeah.
doesn't work like this, though. This it isn't clearly how shows does. Work.
I got on it.
It's not how shows work, though. We have to abide by... we can't just be yeah. catowed like
Thank
this.
Thank you for having me.
Catowed. We can't be catowed like this.
Do you want to say your favourite moment of having me on the podcast?
I think it was when you told us you didn't cry when your grandfather died.
You didn't
and
listen.
And you said 9/11
you said
was an inside job.
The most time that you cried was when your granddad died.
But that's not... I can't explain it again.
Okay, all right.
Like,
I'll tell you what.
My heart rate's
you've
going
got,
too fast.
You've got a minute to do the whole thing and we won't say a thing.
Yeah, go.
Tell us
no,
about
I'm not doing it because it's going to be so harrowing and you're just going to laugh. You just don't kind of care.
No, we're going to let you tell the story
no,
about the time you
like
cried.
I don't want to now.
Okay, do you want to hear a sad story?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Ugly Boy.
I'm going to be looking up another gangster in America while you try and tell it, just so you
Can
know.
Can you cut her mic, Elliot?
No.
The Ugly Boy... is a story about a beautiful and handsome married couple give birth to a child who is extremely ugly and disturbing to look at.
Harriet.
There was a very beautiful young woman who had always dreamed of being a model.
Oh, this is a made-up story.
As her career progressed, she went on many photo shoots in a variety of exotic countries.
What is this?
On one of these photo shoots, she was paired with a very handsome male model. They're both very attracted to each other.
Who is it? What are their names?
John and Sandy.
No, it's not.
After a few years,
John
they
and Sandy. Have you just made that up?
Gangsters, there are no lady ones.
At the wedding, everyone complimented them, telling them they were a gorgeous couple. Some of the couple said they were so good looking that their children were certainly beautiful. However, when the baby was born, the couple were horrified. It was the ugliest baby.
Harriet.
They couldn't even bear to look at the baby. The
That's
doctors
really
and nurses
sad.
Were speechless.
This isn't true.
The mother and father had to stop themselves from vomiting.
No, it is, because when I was born, the first
from
thing
vomiting,
the nurse said was,
said.
Oh, my God, she's going to be smart. That's what the midwife said when I was born, because they couldn't think of a positive because I was really bad looking.
I've never seen, like, a good-looking baby.
I was so gross that she just said she's going to be smart. She has to be smart.
I suppose if they see thousands of babies all the time,
yeah.
they've
no,
got
I was
an idea
like,
of what
I was
they
wang.
Like.
I was full wang.
Anyway, it's been fun. That sad story was just
There's
not
more,
up to
but
par.
I don't know. If
you didn't even
know it.
Like say it well. You just sort of giggled your way through it.
Wait, it's funny. The child's really ugly, and then
Harry, this isn't a true story.
The mother kills him. The mother kills him because he's so ugly.
No,
are you joking?
She pushes him off a cliff when he tries to pee on the cliff.
No.
When they go for a picnic.
What is this website, please?
Scaryforkids.com.
Oh
it's
God.
Called
That's
Ugly Boy.
That's a kid's story.
It's called Ugly Boy.
Scaryforkids.com. Put that on your block list. Anyway, Helen, would you not tell us about the time you cried?
No, I'm happy to go now. Thank you.
Don't sulk.
I'm not sulking.
You're currently sulking.
No, I'm not. I'm just happy to be finished. Like, I'm done with it.
Do you want to come on my new podcast?
What's your new podcast called?
TBD.
TBD.
Yeah. To be determined.
To be discussed.
No,
that's
thank
the
you.
Name of it.
No, it's to be discussed.
I'll listen if I like it. But
why are you setting up another podcast?
Can I record it here?
Why can't we finish?
Can I use the
talking
equipment?
To me
why
and then let me go?
Do you want to do it with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ich habe keine Zeit. Ich muss nach Deutschland fahren.
What?
Ich gehe nach Deutschland. Ich habe keine Zeit.
Helen can speak fluent German. Helen. And you're off to Berlin, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you got any shows to promote?
Yeah.
What has happened?
It's my watch.
Fuck off.
Oh my God, it just Googled Helen Keller and put it on my phone. My watch. Who's Helen Keller? That's incredible. Wait, my watch just did it without me and just put up a photo
great.
Of it.
Helen Keller, brilliant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that an Apple Watch?
I genuinely need to go. Can we say thank you and all have a nice little cigarette in the garden together?
Yes. Helen, thank you so much for coming
so
on.
Thank
you
so much for coming.
Please do come back again at some point.
Really?
Maybe, you won't be in TBD.
No, but was that...
Well, you can come and record mine when I do it in Harriet's
house.
No,
but let's do a proper one another time. I
what
didn't
do
think
you
I
mean
given,
a proper one?
I wasn't given a chance.
Oh, this was a proper one.
This was a proper one.
We've taken this very seriously.
You did this on purpose. You're not.
Let this be a lesson to anyone out there who wants to bully their way onto our podcast.
I genuinely think you're not going
to.
I don't think Elliot's even recording.
Let this be a warning to anybody that tries to blackmail Sunil Patel.
Thank
was
you.
Was this just an hour or you've done a show for me? Just so, like, and it's never going to be, like, this
never
is just
gonna
so fun.
Be Ed.
We're going to record the actual one after you've gone.
Thank you for having me.
Anything to promote or social media?
I tried to do it, but you guys are still talking about Al Capone.
At Helen Babauer, is it?
B-A-B-A-U-E-R. Yeah. And so you got there's already loads of Helen Bowers.
You got any
but
shows?
Actually, the other Helen Bauer on Twitter, she's very nice. She lives in Germany and she's a good friend now. So you can follow her too.
And you're doing an Edinburgh show?
I'm really excited to see your Edinburgh show.
Do you actually mean
I saw the first really iteration of it and it was excellent. I saw the first
preview. It's going to be very good. I'm very excited.
It'll be brilliant, I'm sure. What's it called?
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Face.
And where is it?
That's because it's a funny title. Okay, don't look at me like that because it's a funny title. I wasn't like...
Please do go and see Helen if you're going to the Edinburgh Festival.
6 p.m.
Helen.
In the Pleasance Courtyard. But just if you're on my Twitter.
And she's got gigs around the country, I'm sure, on
Mainly
your social
London.
Media. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, Helen.
Bye.